This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Department of Education announced last week that it's appointing its first ever chief economist. The agency says it wants more data-based approaches to making policy, and economists, most of them anyway, are pretty good at sifting through all that data. The Department of Education, though, has been around for more than 40 years. So what took them so long? Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that history lesson.
Part of Jimmy Carter's 1976 presidential campaign was making education a national priority.
We can have an America that provides excellence in education to my child and your child and every child.
Once elected, he made education its own cabinet department. Stuart E. Eisenstadt, who was Carter's chief domestic policy advisor, says the president had lots of goals for the agency, economic and otherwise.
Remember, he grew up in the segregated South. It was to be an integrative situation where people of different ethnic and racial backgrounds could work together in a school structure.
After four decades, the agency has access to a lot of data. And as the department's brand new chief economist, Jordan Matsudaira says it's time to leverage that information.
I think building this team is just kind of recognition of our need to really have kind of better analytic firepower.
But policymakers still have to pay attention to what they can't easily analyze, says John Vallant, who directs the Brown Center on Education Policy at the Brookings Institution.
When we focus too much on creating policies that perform well on the things we can measure, we tend to get tunnel vision and not do in schools the kind of things that we need to do to make sure that we're satisfying all of the different goals of education.
Vallant notes it's a lot easier to measure things like math and reading, which are necessary for a healthy economy, but a lot harder to measure skills like kindness and understanding, which are necessary for a healthy democracy. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.